Febreze is a proud partner of Can't Cancel Pride. However you choose to express yourself, Febreze has the perfect scent to make your home even more fabulous in your own unique way. Have an amazing Pride from Febreze.
Fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what you're looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Febreze is a proud partner of Can't Cancel Pride. However you choose to express yourself, Febreze has the perfect scent to make your home even more fabulous in your own unique way. Have an amazing Pride from Febreze.
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're BODi. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At BODi, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are BODi. Start your free trial at BODi.com. That's BODi.com.
And then there was one. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we're going to recap Game 5 of the 2023 NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. And as I stated, starting off the show, then there was one, and we have our new NBA champion. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets of winning the 2023 NBA Finals. Of course, no surprise, the 2023 NBA Finals MVP is Nikola Jokic. So Denver wins the series 4-1. Denver beating Miami in a very close and a very competitive game, 94-89. We're going to get into all of the scores and things of that nature in just a moment, but I want to start off with my top three storylines. First storyline is this. There were several plays that led up to Denver's resurgence in this game. And also, I think this play, I thought, was really the key into starting the downfall for Miami. It was a very competitive game, really all three quarters, despite the turnovers and just sloppy play from start to finish. I'm going to get into all of that in just a little bit. But the first storyline I want to talk about specifically involving Jimmy Butler and Aaron Gordon. As I stated earlier, there were actually two plays that really set the tone and helped Denver go on to win their first NBA championship. With about 3:21 left in the fourth quarter, Miami Heat forward Jimmy Butler was fouled by Nuggets forward Aaron Gordon with 3:21 left in the fourth quarter. Some people said that he was fouled. Some people say he wasn't fouled. Butler made a three-point attempt. He had fallen. The referees wound up calling a foul on Aaron Gordon. Denver decided to challenge it. After maybe 2 minutes or so in the challenge, the play stood, and Butler was given the three free throws. Here's how it happened.
The Heat once again refused to quit. Murray kicks it out. Porter at three. Rebound Martin. Kyle Lowry gets in the paint, keeps that dribble alive, searching. Butler tries again. Butler won't go, but a foul. believe Michael Malone's going to challenge it. Oh, Butler kicking that right leg out.
That's going to be overturned.
I think so. It didn't appear.
Denver has called a timeout to initiate that. Upon review, instant replay has determined the call on the floor stands. As Jimmy Butler makes a natural move and AG moves into his space. It's a foul. Three shots.
Wow.
And I totally disagree. That right leg kicking out is not a natural move on that jump shot.
All right, that audio is courtesy of ESPN, ABC, and the Walt Disney Company. That was Mike Breen and Mark Jackson on the call. All right, so as I stated earlier, that happened approximately with 3 minutes and 21 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Okay, watching the broadcast, we're watching the ABC broadcast of Game 5. This was my opinion, my assumption of watching that play. Butler was not fouled. Butler had an off-balance three-pointer, and he missed the shot. Now, also, if you looked at the replay, Butler actually made contact with Gordon using, I believe it was his right leg, and he actually kicked Gordon in an undisclosed area near the groin, so to speak. But the only way I could have seen whether referees may have played a role in terms of keeping the call was that if you watch towards the end as Butler, after he completed his motion of making the three, there was a slight nudge that Aaron Gordon, there was some slight contact that Aaron Gordon made with Jimmy Butler. It was a shoulder-to-shoulder contact. It was a nudge maybe towards the end of the play, but I still don't think it was enough to call a foul on Aaron Gordon. But nevertheless, the referees did the challenge. The call stood. Jimmy Butler went to the free throw line, made all three of his free throws, and then Miami was able to cut the lead to one. Let's fast forward now to my next storyline. So I talked about the controversial call with Jimmy Butler being fouled by Aaron Gordon in the fourth quarter with 3 minutes and 21 seconds left in the final quarter. Let's fast forward now. Storyline number two. Nikola Jokic and Kyle Lowry had a tie-up for the ball in the fourth quarter. With 1 minute and 42 seconds left in the game, Nikola was being guarded by Kyle, and Nikola was attempting one of his trademark turnaround jumpers. Kyle Lowry played sound defense, and for a moment, both gentlemen were going for the ball. A foul was called on Kyle Lowry, and Nikola didn't go to the free throw line because, again, Miami was not in the penalty at that particular time, but here's how it happened.
Lowry's on Jokic, directing the traffic. Jokic backs in Lowry all over him, tries to steal it, and a foul on Lowry. And Lowry's saying, challenge it.
I thought initially he got the ball clean, but he fouled him multiple times there.
When they're calling a foul, he has all basketball.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And, of course, you heard Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson on the call. And I agree with Mark. When I saw the play happen on the ABC broadcast, I was like, that's clearly not a foul. On the play, again, Kyle was defending Nikola. Nikola posting him up. And Nikola was going to attempt the fadeaway jumper. Kyle Lowry played great defense on that play. And if you saw the replay, he got the ball, and then him and Nikola were going for the ball, which, in my opinion, the correct call should have been a jump ball. And therefore, who knows what would have happened. Denver may have still won the championship, or Miami may have tied it at that time, because you got to remember Denver was up by one during that period of time late in the game. Again, that play happened at approximately a minute and 42 seconds left in the game. So, but again, that was just like the Butler, the call with Aaron Gordon fouling Jimmy Butler. This one was ridiculous, and I think Kyle Lowry played great defense, and him and Nikola should have went up for a jump ball. But nevertheless, the referees wound up calling a foul on Lowry, so Denver was able to get the ball back, and the Nuggets never looked back. So now let's head to the finale, the close. The Denver Nuggets make history. winning the 2023 NBA Finals. Here's how it happened.
As we approach a minute remaining, Nuggets clinging to a one-point lead. Murray lobs it up top to Jokic, five to shoot. Jokic backs in, drives inside, layup, won't go. Gordon's tip is no good. Struce the rebound. 45 seconds remaining.
This is where you want to look to for one if you can, if you get a good one.
Lowry picked up by Gordon. Murray is on Butler. Jimmy Butler on the drive, gets inside, stops. Stolen by Caldwell Pope. And a foul with 24.7 remaining. Inside to Butler. Gordon guards him. Duncan Robinson looking for it. Caldwell Pope pokes it away. Butler hoists up a three. Off the mark. Brown the rebound. They've got a foul, and they do. With 14.3 remaining.
You don't need a three in that situation.
Lowry searching. Looking, looking. Finds Strus back to Lowry. There it is. Three-pointer. Won't go. Rebound Caldwell Pope. They're not going to foul. The Heat will let it play out. It's over. At last, the long wait is over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions. There's such joy right now in the Mile High City. The first title in franchise history. Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets win it all.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company, and that was Mike Breen on that wonderful call of the final seconds, the closing moments of Game 5 of the 2023 NBA Finals. And the Denver Nuggets, as you heard what Mike said, they had to wait 47 years, but it was definitely worth the wait. And it was a long time coming, but they got the job done as the Denver Nuggets win their first NBA championship in franchise history. Again, the final score, Denver 94, Miami 89. Denver wins the series 4-1 in 5 games. So let's continue now with awarding trophies. The Denver Nuggets are being awarded the Larry O'Brien Trophy. And also you'll hear owner Stan Kroenke and head coach Michael Malone speak. Here's Adam Silver presenting the Nuggets with the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
47 years for the Denver Nuggets. Congratulations. You are the 2023 NBA champion. And now, the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Mr. Kroenke, like the commissioner said, the drought is over. What does this trophy mean to this city?
Unbelievable. The fans in this town are unbelievable, as you can see, Lisa. Unbelievable. And so it means a lot to us to be able to get this done. And the fans, we couldn't have done it without them. So fantastic. Congratulations to coach, the players, the whole organization. But you got to love that city. Well, because I watched Yoke early come in and work out. And I think he's been described as a chubby teenager, but no one really, they underestimated his resolve and his work ethic. He's an unbelievable player. And so we're just happy to be participating. I mean, I watch a lot of basketball, I played a lot of basketball, but Yoke's an unbelievable, amazing player. We've got a bunch of them.
First off, a huge shout out to Nuggets Nation. We love you guys. We love you guys. Best fans in the world. All the hard work, all the sacrifice, all the dedication, all culminated with us winning a championship. But I got news for everybody out there. We're not satisfied with one. We want more. We want more. Hell yeah. Well, Nikola Jokic is a great person. He's a great husband, father, and son, and brother. And on the basketball court, he's proven time and time again that he's the best player in the NBA. He's our MVP. We love him, and we're thankful that he's wearing a Nuggets uniform.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And you heard Commissioner Adam Silver awarding the Larry O'Brien Trophy to Denver Nuggets owner Stan Kroenke. And, of course, you heard Mr. Kroenke speaking along with Nuggets head coach Michael Malone. And, of course, you also heard ABC, ESPN's Lisa Salters in as a part of the trophy presentation as well. So you heard what Mr. Kroenke was just saying. He has such a profound love for the city of Denver, its sports fans and Nuggets fans. And he also talked about Nikola Jokic and how he saw the potential and when he first brought him to the organization. And then he also heard, of course, head coach Michael Malone talking about his team, talking about never giving up, talking about Nikola Jokic. Also just talking about he made a premature proclamation. He's saying that, yeah, this championship is good, but we want more. They say they're not satisfied. They want more. And I'm going to touch more on that a little bit later on in the program. But, you know, Coach Malone, he's in the moment and rightfully so. And, again, congratulations to the Denver Nuggets on winning their first NBA championship. And I want to stay just with Stan Kroenke for a moment. What an interesting 2 years it's been for Stan, the owner of the Denver Nuggets. Not only does the Nuggets win their first NBA championship in franchise history. Just last year, the Stanley Cup, the Colorado Avalanche of the NHL, they wind up winning a Stanley Cup. Also, the other team that he owns, the Los Angeles Rams, just 2 years ago, raised the Lombardi Trophy and would win the Super Bowl. Also, I mean, Stan Kroenke has had an interesting 2 years, winning a Super Bowl with the Los Angeles Rams, and then you're winning Stanley Cups with the Colorado Avalanche, and now you win an NBA championship with the Denver Nuggets. I mean, he's got money to the ceiling, and certainly he's made some very interesting decisions, but he's also made some pretty good business investments as well, and certainly, Stan, just it's been a wonderful 2 years for him, again, winning in the NFL with the Rams and then having success in the NHL with the Colorado Avalanche and now having success with the Denver Nuggets in the NBA. And also, too, he's an owner of the Colorado Mammoth, which plays in the National Lacrosse League. That's won championships as well. So definitely Stan Kroenke, certainly he's been a winner, especially within these last 2 years in the NBA. All right, when we come back from the break, of course, I talked about Stan Kroenke winning in the NBA as well as winning in other professional sporting leagues. We're going to talk now to the winners of the NBA Finals. You hear some audio from the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, just to name a few. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Febreze is a proud partner of Can't Cancel Pride. However you choose to express yourself, Febreze has the perfect scent to make your home even more fabulous in your own unique way. Have an amazing Pride from Febreze.
You want to get in better shape, lose weight, and get healthy, but every time you try, it only lasts a few weeks. Well, guess what? It's not your fault because it's super f***ing hard. I'm Carl, the co-founder of Body, BODI.com. Here's the secret. Most workout programs and diets don't work long-term because they're not designed to fit into your life long-term. That's why I created Body, and I want you to try it free for 14 days. With Body, it's not about how good you'll look in a month. It's about how good you'll feel in a day. It's about giving you permission to enjoy your life while getting healthy and losing weight. Sound too good to be true? Don't say that to our millions of happy members. If you've struggled, I get it, but now it's your turn to succeed with Body. That's BODI.com. See how changing your focus from how you want to look in 1 month to how good you can feel in 1 day can completely change everything. Go to BODI.com. That's BODI.com and try it free for 14 days.
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're Body. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At Body, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a this workout is fun, and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy, and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are BODi. Start your free trial at BODi.com. That's BODi.com.
Oops.
Get on top of it before they do. Every 24 minutes, tipped furniture or a falling TV sends an injured child to the emergency room. Preventing tip-over incidents is easy, inexpensive, and only takes 5 minutes. Learn how to secure your furniture and TVs to protect children at anchorit.gov.
Febreze is a proud partner of Can't Cancel Pride. However you choose to express yourself, Febreze has the perfect scent to make your home even more fabulous in your own unique way. Have an amazing pride from Febreze.
Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go, let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
5 workouts a week.
We're BODi, and we call that a BODi block.
You pick the block, and you're gonna love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest. Go on vacation. Or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new BODi block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first BODi block today. Visit BODi.com for a free trial. That's BODi.com.
Are you ready to get started?
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're BODi. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At BODi, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are BODi. Start your free trial at BODi.com. That's BODi.com.
As we approach a minute remaining, Nuggets clinging to a one-point lead. Murray lobs it up top to Jokic. 5 to shoot. Jokic backs in. Drives inside. Layup won't go. Gordon's tip is no good. Strus the rebound. 45 seconds remaining.
This is where you want to look to for one if you can, if you get a good one.
Lowry picked up by Gordon. Murray is on Butler. Jimmy Butler on the drive, gets inside, stops. Stolen by Caldwell Pope. And a foul with 24.7 remaining. Inside to Butler. Gordon guards him. Duncan Robinson looking for it. Caldwell Pope pokes it away. Butler hoists up a three. Off the mark. Brown the rebound. They've got a foul, and they do. With 14.3 remaining.
You don't need a three in that situation.
Lowry searching. Looking, looking. Finds Strus back to Lowry. There it is. Three-pointer. Won't go. Rebound Caldwell Pope. They're not going to foul. The Heat will let it play out. It's over. At last, the long wait is over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions. There's such joy right now in the Mile High City. The first title in franchise history. Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets win it all.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And you heard announcer Mike Breen on that wonderful call as it's official. The Denver Nuggets close out this year's NBA Finals. They win the series in four games to one, beating the Miami Heat to give the team their first NBA championship in franchise history. The final score, Denver 94, Miami 89. So before we get into the Nuggets interviews, I just want to talk about my last storyline for a moment, and that's game five in this series. So from watching the game and kind of thinking about it and just doing my summary, this is my take on game five. Game five was ugly. It was nasty. It was full of inconsistencies. It was a lot of turnovers. Both teams had topsy-turvy performances. But, hey, that's the drama of the NBA. That's the drama of NBA playoff games. And you always are going to have an NBA Finals game or NBA Finals games where it's not going to always be pretty. But those are the most exciting games, right? Think about it. I mentioned the things earlier, turnovers, inconsistencies, the game that was topsy-turvy. It was almost like being on a roller coaster, sort of speak. Miami got off to a hot start in the first quarter, and then all of a sudden, middle of the first quarter, Denver got it together, even though Jokic had foul trouble, Aaron Gordon had foul trouble early on, but the role players really stepped up, such as Michael Porter Jr. Also, you had Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who came in and did his part as well. Bruce Brown came in, especially late in the game, to seal the deal for the Nuggets. And Miami, listen, Miami, Bam Adebayo, if the Miami Heat won this series, Bam, I would have voted Bam Adebayo for MVP. No question about it. Bam played a very he had a powerful series. But just to finish about this game five, the summary that I got away from this was simple. It was ugly, inconsistent, turnovers. It was almost like being on a roller coaster ride. But the Denver Nuggets proved that it's not how you start, it's how you finish. They didn't start off well, but give credit to Denver and their defense, especially in crunch time, in those final moments of the fourth quarter, taking advantage of Miami's inconsistencies. Miami missed a lot of easy shots within that stretch of the final 5 minutes of the game. And then also, too, Miami, a lot of boneheaded plays, turnovers, Jimmy Butler making that bad pass, and that basically sealed the fate for the Denver Nuggets as they would go on to win their first NBA championship in franchise history. All right, so that takes care of my top three storylines. And now let's get to the Nuggets audio right now. What a season it was for Nikola Jokic. I'll say it before and I'll say it again. Nikola Jokic is a center, but he's more like a point center, and rightfully so. If you had not had a chance to watch him play, and you just watched him during this playoff run and in this NBA Finals run, man, you are missing out. Go YouTube highlights, man, because Nikola is amazing, and the best is going to get better because he's just entering his prime. The two-time league MVP was awarded the Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP Award. Here's Nikola being awarded that prestigious honor, and he's talking at the end of the game.
This is the first Finals MVP trophy that we're giving out since Bill Russell's passing. And he'd be incredibly pleased. It's another center. This year's Bill Russell Finals MVP goes to Nikola Jokic.
Yeah!
you know, as we said, we really want one really good thing. We are not winning for ourselves. We are winning for the guy next to us. And that's why this is even more, because I was winning for Jamal, Jamal was winning for Adrian. That's how it goes, you know. And this is a great group of people, a great group of teammates. Like I said, and, from the family Kroenke to the Sparky and Gene, everything this year was amazing. You know, we believed in each other, the relationship that we had. Yes, trophies and something, but I think we had some relationship that is going to be long, even after me finish careers.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And you heard Commissioner Adam Silver awarding Nikola Jokic with the Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP Award. And Nikola just talked about the journey that it took to get to this point, giving much respect to the Kroenke family, Stan and his son Josh, and also Ann Kroenke, a part of that company that owns the Nuggets, which is Kroenke Sports and Entertainment. And also he just talked about just being grateful to be a part of this team and the guys that he plays alongside, with the likes of a Jamal Murray and a Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon, and also Bruce Brown and KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Also, don't forget about Christian Brown as well. So Nikola, grateful, thankful for this opportunity, for all the people that helped him on this journey. And as I stated earlier, the best is going to get better for the Joker, and certainly the Joker definitely deserving of that Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP award. Let's stay with the Denver Nuggets for a moment. Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., man, you talk about the journey. If Nikola went on the journey, you know Jamal and Michael, they had their struggles and their obstacles and their hurdles to get over along this journey. Jamal, 2 years ago, having that devastating ACL injury. Michael Porter Jr., 3 back surgeries in 5 years. They fought, they persevered, they gritted, they had the grit, they toughened it out, and guess what? They're reaping the benefits reaping the fruits of their labor, right? An NBA championship. Here's Jamal and Michael at the end of the game.
It's just an amazing feeling, you know. I blood, sweat, and tears to get back to this point. Everybody, my team in here, everybody on the floor, believe me to get back to myself, and you know, we proved a lot of doubters wrong. And I mean, look at this. Appreciate it. Oh yeah. I mean, I learned a lot by myself, just being up for 2 postseasons, just grinding, you know, having so many things go through my head, watching my team, you know, go through ups and downs, and just to see us healthy, know what we can do. We had the belief from the get-go. You guys had the belief from the get-go. It's full circle, so it's just great to see it through. My dad right there.
Hell yeah, Pop. Yeah, Pop.
He helped me. He believed from the start. He got me to where I am today, and it's just a blessing. You know, it's not me. It's God willing, so I appreciate him giving me the strength
to do it with these group of guys. It's nothing like it. You know, this organization believed in me. And just to 5 long, hard years, you know, to finally do it with this group of guys, nothing could feel better than this. It's my teammates. You know, I was struggling all series, but these dudes, they never let me get down on myself. They keep me confident, and that's what we do with each other. We're a team. We're all happy for each other, and I can't say enough about these teammates. They're the best teammates I ever had.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And you heard Jamal, very emotional. And again, as I stated earlier before I played the soundbite, just what he had to go through during the last 2 years, again, having the ACL injury, fighting the demons within him. And again, he talked about being in a dark place and just being in a dark hole, but it was his family. Specifically, he talked about his dad and how his dad would always tell him, you know, to just tough it out. And if you have bad breaks, you just got to work through them. And certainly Jamal was in a rough patch, but he worked through it slowly but surely. And hey, this is what happens. Again, hard work, dedication, and going through the obstacle, going over the obstacles and the hurdles. And this is what you get. You get a championship, an NBA championship. So Jamal, very emotional, great night for him. And also Michael Porter Jr., just talking about, again, playing with his team, playing alongside those great guys that he has on his team. He wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Just going through the ups and downs, and certainly this is what happens along the journey. And hey, the rewards are sweet. And certainly they've got some sweet rewards as the Denver Nuggets win their first NBA championship in franchise history. Let's stay with Denver for a moment. Let's hear from Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown after the game.
I mean, we felt amazing, obviously. Since day one in training camp in San Diego, we knew we can do this. So we worked for this. Was it 17 of us, 15 of us? Worked extremely hard every practice, every game. We stay locked in, we stay together. So I'm just extremely happy for the group.
Well, to always be ready, you know, it's a guy that sees the floor no matter where he's at. So you can be open at any time. Just be ready to score and be ready to shoot at any time because he'll pass you the ball. Essentially, he's a point center, and which is ridiculous. You know, we haven't seen that before. You know, we've seen a point power forward. Never seen a point center before, so he's the first.
I'll take a little time off, you know. I'm probably be with Doug, learn how to ride a horse, drink a lot of Jameson and Gingers, play a lot of golf, and then be with my dog. Other than that, and be with my boys back at home.
He's going to get paid is what he's saying. He's going to get paid. You can stop playing. I'm going to get a bag. I told myself if and when we win, I'm going to do exactly what we and I did to get to this point. So I'm going to celebrate, but I'm going to continue to work smarter, harder, and more efficient.
He's been amazing for me. Just confidence. As you've seen, we got Nikola, Jamal, MPJ, and Aaron on the floor. And last game, he's putting the ball in my hands and letting me make a play. So that says a lot. He has the confidence in his players. If he needs to get on you, he'll get on you. But he means well.
Yeah, he's just a competitor, you know. He's so damn competitive. He wanted just as much as we wanted, if not more. And it doesn't matter if we're up 20 or down 20. He's on us, you know. I mean, he's just stays competitive, and you got to respect that. I mean, we saw it. When I first got traded, we saw it. We felt like we had all the pieces in order, put together. And then, of course, injuries, you know. But then we got Brucey B, and we got KCP, and with the addition of them, it was raps. Man, it's straight, like, joy, emotion, validation, just excitement. I heard Brucey B was talking earlier about how he was putting in, he was waking up at like 6 a.m. or 4 a.m. or 6 a.m. and doing like two-a-days and grinding. That's what we have on this team. We have grinders. So just for like two-a-days, three-a-days, four-a-days, and then for it to all pay off and all come down and all be with a team and be with guys that we love, it just like, it was emotional, honestly. It's crazy. Well, we're going to enjoy the night, of course. You know, this is a night to be celebrated. A week.
A few weeks. Not just a night, a few weeks. We're going to enjoy it for a few weeks.
A week or 2 weeks. A couple weeks. A few weeks to be celebrated. I believe that it can be replicated. The guys on this team are very humble. The humility is there, the IQ is there, and these guys are workers, you know. So, championship or not, we don't let it change our character.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. And you know the off season is official when you hear players talking about playing golf and drinking Jameson with ginger, right? And certainly, again, congratulations to the Denver Nuggets and also kudos to Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown for having an amazing playoff run, especially being very active in this NBA Finals run for the Nuggets. So you heard Bruce just talking about just the city of Denver and how they've waited for this, and, you know, they're definitely deserving of it. And you heard Aaron in the soundbite, some of the sentiments that he shared, just saying that the guys he loves playing alongside, they have the humility. They're humble, but they're hungry. And You know, that's what you got to have on any, not just in sports, but just in anything in life. Humble, but be hungry at the same token. And certainly this is what the Nuggets were, a lot of their players on that team, humble and hungry, and they did it. You know, on they clicked on all cylinders, the depth, the versatility. They had all of those things and then some. And so congratulations again to the Denver Nuggets and, of course, Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown going to be in celebratory mode. They're definitely going to be celebrating for quite a while as they are definitely enjoying their moment. All right, we heard from Denver. Now when we come back from the break, we're going to hear from the Miami Heat. Tough loss, tough series, but definitely the Heat have nothing to hang their head about. That's coming up after the break. I'm Matt Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim. Let's leave you now with the Nuggets once again winning the 2023 NBA Finals.
As we approach a minute remaining, Nuggets clinging to a one-point lead. Murray lobs it up top to Jokic, five to shoot. Jokic backs in, drives inside, layup, won't go. Gordon's tip is no good. Strus the rebound. 45 seconds remaining.
This is where you want to look to for one if you can, if you get a good one.
Lowry picked up by Gordon. Murray is on Butler. Jimmy Butler on the drive, gets inside, stops. Stolen by Caldwell Pope. And a foul with 24.7 remaining. Inside to Butler. Gordon guards him. Duncan Robinson looking for it. Caldwell Pope pokes it away. Butler hoists up a three. Off the mark. Brown the rebound. They've got a foul, and they do. With 14.3 remaining.
You don't need a three in that situation.
Lowry searching. Looking, looking. Finds Strus back to Lowry. There it is. Three-pointer. Won't go. Rebound Caldwell Pope. They're not going to foul. The Heat will let it play out. It's over. At last, the long wait is over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions. There's such joy right now in the Mile High City. The first title in franchise history. Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets win it all.
Febreze is a proud partner of Can't Cancel Pride. However you choose to express yourself, Febreze has the perfect scent to make your home even more fabulous in your own unique way. Have an amazing Pride from Febreze.
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're BODi. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At BODi, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are BODi. Start your free trial at BODi.com. That's BODi.com.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
There's better to be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito. a reaction triggered by cockroach allergens,
bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Febreze is a proud partner of Can't Cancel Pride. However you choose to express yourself, Febreze has the perfect scent to make your home even more fabulous in your own unique way. Have an amazing Pride from Febreze.
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes, give up on a workout, you failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're Body. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At Body, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are Body. Start your free trial at body.com. That's BODI.com.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
As we approach a minute remaining, Nuggets clinging to a one-point lead. Murray lobs it up top to Jokic, five to shoot. Jokic backs in, drives inside, layup, won't go. Gordon's tip is no good. Struce the rebound. 45 seconds remaining.
This is where you want to look to for one if you can, if you get a good one.
Lowry picked up by Gordon. Murray is on Butler. Jimmy Butler on the drive, gets inside, stops. Stolen by Caldwell Pope. And a foul with 24.7 remaining. Inside to Butler. Gordon guards him. Duncan Robinson looking for it. Caldwell Pope pokes it away. Butler hoists up a three. Off the mark. Brown the rebound. They've got a foul, and they do. With 14.3 remaining.
You don't need a three in that situation.
Lowry searching. Looking. Finds Struce back to Lowry. There it is. Three-pointers. Won't go. Rebound Caldwell Pope. They're not going to foul. The Heat will let it play out. It's over. At last, the long wait is over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions. There's such joy right now in the Mile High City. The first title in franchise history. Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets win it all.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. Again, that was Mike Breen on the call of Game 5, the ending of Game 5, as the Denver Nuggets clinched the 2023 NBA Finals, winning the series 4-1. The Denver Nuggets win their first NBA championship in franchise history, and Nikola Jokic was awarded with the 2023 NBA Finals MVP, specifically the Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP award. So coming out of the break, well, before we went into break, we heard from the Denver Nuggets. Now let's hear from the Miami Heat. Again, kudos to the Miami Heat. They fell short, but what an amazing season that they had. They were the 8th seed coming into these NBA playoffs. First of all, they qualified for the play-in tournament. They lost the first play-in game, but they were able to rebound and win that second play-in game again, and then in the first round, upsetting Milwaukee, then in the second round, beating the New York Knicks, and then they took the Boston Celtics to a seven-game series, winning in the Eastern Conference Finals. So the Miami Heat have nothing to hang their heads about. It's a tough loss, but, man, what a season for the Heat. No one expected the Miami Heat to be in this position, especially playing in the NBA Finals. Here's Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra at the end of the game.
This is a team that a lot of people can relate to. If you've ever felt that you were dismissed or felt that you were made to feel less than. We had a lot of people in our locker room that probably have had that, and there's probably a lot of people out there, you know, that have felt that at some time or another. But also the way this team handled setbacks and adversity, you know, to develop a collective grit and perseverance. I mentioned this before, that hopefully these are lessons that'll transcend this beautiful game. That hopefully these are lessons that we can pass along to our children, that even though it is sport, that you can learn, you know, lessons of life from this game, and that you can persevere. You can handle what people may view as many failures along the way and become stronger from it, and to be able to overcome things and find beautiful things on the other side of that. Now, obviously, we didn't get the final win, but sometimes, you know, that's true in sport and also in life, that you don't always get what you want. But there's no regrets from our side. Everybody, staff, player alike in the locker room, put themselves out there and put themselves into the team, whatever was best for the team. And the tough pill to swallow is it just wasn't good enough. We ran it up against a team that was just better than us in this series. And you have to tip your hat to them. That I said it, but they're one hell of a basketball team. They play the right way. They compete. They're well coached. And they have a strong culture. So for this season, they deserve this. A little bit of that, you know, sometimes it's just not your time. You know, some of the message that I gave the team is an intimate message just for the group. But what I can tell you, we're all hardwired to compete for the ultimate prize. But you also want to develop lifelong memories and a brotherhood. You know, a bond that you'll be able to carry on from years from now, that we've been able to go through something that's memorable. You know, I told each one of the guys I love them, I love this team, and I'm just super grateful that we're able to go through all of the experiences, even the tough times during the year, to be able to have a season like this. This is one for the journal books, right? You know, that were, I don't know about all the guys, you know, journaling, but this is certainly, you know, one that I'll journal and remember this team, you know, forever. And years from now, I'll bump into some of these guys and we'll have this bond, even though we didn't get that final prize.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So very classy and gracious in defeat, Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra. And Eric just touched on some points that really struck a nerve in me in a very positive way. He talked about just life and all of the tools that's necessary, even in quote-unquote losing or quote-unquote failure. He talked about perseverance and having the persistence and the never-say-die attitude, and that was the embodiment of the Miami Heat throughout the course of this season and going into the playoffs and into the NBA Finals. And he said it best. You touch on those qualities of what you need, not just in sports, but most importantly in the game of life, whatever you're trying to achieve in life. And certainly, again, tough loss for Coach Spoelstra, but very gracious in defeat and certainly giving credit and giving props to the Denver Nuggets for the season that they had and just praising them and their skills and things of that nature. So Coach Spoelstra, again, just really striking a nerve and striking a chord on just about the importance of perseverance and having that bounce back attitude and to face adversities. Even in the midst of defeat, you can learn lessons and use that to catapult you to great success. And certainly Coach Spoelstra, very classy and gracious in defeat. And let's stay with the Miami Heat for a moment. Here's Bam Adebayo and Max Strus after the game.
Man, it was a whirlwind because going into this season, we expected, obviously, we didn't get off to a great start in the beginning of the season. Then go through adversity, guys being out, playing with eight guys, still trying to find a way, you know, missing shots. Everybody's counting us out. And you lose the first playing game and then win the second one, and then you go on an unbelievable run to the finals. the only thing I can say is, man, they need to put more respect on undrafted players. You know, they're still basketball players at the end of the day. And obviously you've seen they can take you there. So for me, man, it was a joy to get this far and have these type of guys undrafted fighting to make a name for themselves. And they fought to the finals. Came up short, but I don't care what anybody says. You can never count these guys out. No, man, he just makes the right play every possession. I feel like that's the biggest thing about, you know, the player that he is. He's going to try and make the right play every possession. No matter if it's scoring the ball, passing it, getting a hockey assist, it doesn't matter. I feel like that's what makes him dynamic. It definitely wasn't the last 2 minutes. That's what everybody usually tries to take away from the game, the last 2 minutes, what we did wrong, what happened. I think through the duration of the game, we had some, they got a lot of relief points. You know, offensive rebounds, runouts in transition, you know, us on miscommunications and so forth. So I wouldn't say it was just the last 2 minutes.
Hard to put into words right now. Still trying to get over this. We didn't want to be done, and I think the biggest part about that was the fun we had together. This group, you know, after we picked up Kevin Love and Cody Zeller, it was just unique how we all came together and enjoyed this run together and just had fun. I didn't want it to end tonight. Wanted to keep going, but through all the adversity we had all season, it's just it's hard to put into words how grateful we are for the year and grateful, you know, to be in the position we had. But you know, we came up short, and it's going to be a lesson that we've all learned, and will be better for our careers going forward.
Man, you take the experience of this season, and if you can just bottle that up and everybody just have their own portion or rewritten story of it. You know, the number one thing I think it would be will. so looking forward, you know, I think this is, you know, one of my favorite teams I've ever been a part of, because we willed that way through ups and downs. We will that way through, you know, the things that people say we couldn't do. So for me, man, the future, I just take these lessons and I apply them to the next season. And whenever we go through adversity, I'm always going to look back and be like, we've been through adversity before. You know, having the eighth seed in the finals isn't normal. It isn't easy. People think, you know, it depends on what seeding you are is how good you're going to be. You know, to me, that's bullish. And obviously this season shows different. So, you know, just looking forward, I'm always going to believe that we got a chance.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So you heard Bam Adebayo and Max Strus, again, disappointed about what happened in the series against Denver, but they look forward to the challenge of next year. They look forward to what they can build on. And you heard what Max was just saying, that the loss is tough and it's not easy, but they can learn from this and they're going to build on this and they're going to be prepared for what's to come going forward, specifically next season. And then Bam just talked about what an amazing run that they had, and no one expected them to do the no one expected the unexpected, and they did the unexpected this season. And Bam just was proud of his guys, again coming up short, but similar to Max, he understands what they can build on going forward. And certainly they have the Miami Heat have nothing to hang their heads about. Certainly Max Strus couldn't find his way much in this series, but he understands that he can build from the from this loss. And Bam Adebayo, what an amazing series he had, and it's only going to get better going forward for Bam. And speaking of the Miami Heat, let's stay with the Heat for a moment. Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry, here they are after the game.
You know, first and foremost, you know, congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. You know, great franchise, you know, great team. You know, they deserved it, and you know, they beat us fair and square. You know, I think we go and you know, special bond with this group. You know, we were led by one of the best basketball players on this earth, and he instilled confidence in us. And you know, it's kind of one of the things where you don't know how we're going to feel and what we're going to think right this moment. But you know, we'll look back at some point and say, hey, it was a great year, a great run, but right now just can't even think about that right this moment.
Probably how grateful I am to be able to compete with these guys. You know, you never know what the team's going to look like next year, the year after that. I'm just grateful. I learned so much. They taught me so much. And I wish I could have got it done for these guys, because they definitely deserve it. But the one thing that I'm going to take from it is how grateful I am to be able to compete with them. It's been great. I've had some hell of a teammates come through here and compete with me and give us the opportunity to win a championship, which I still believe with everything in me that we will do as a team here, as an organization, as a city in Miami. The 4 years have been great. It's always great to be wanted and loved and appreciated, and I don't think that that's going to change. But for the time being, like I just said to Nick, I'm grateful, man, that we made it here. Came up short, but I'm blessed. I'm fortunate. No, we just missed shots. That's what this league is about. You know, we make two or three more shots. That's what it's been for us all year long. I think we did enough to win. You know, you guard well. We're still in position to win. You don't have to score 100 points to win a basketball game. I think we'll be okay. You know, that's Coach Pat and Coach Bo's job to put together another team, which I'm confident that they will do, and we'll take it from there.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So you heard Kyle Lowry at the beginning of the soundbite congratulating the Denver Nuggets, and just talked about the challenge of and the honor of going up against an elite player like Nikola Jokic. And he was saying, Kyle was just saying that they're going to get back to this point, but right now, just being in the moment, it's very difficult. But after they have some time to think about it, they're going to get back to work and do what they need to do to get back to this point for next season. And Jimmy Butler was just saying, similar to what Kyle was saying, in terms of congratulating the Denver Nuggets on winning the championship, and he said that he wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. He loves playing alongside his guys, going to war with them, and he says he can't wait to get back to the drawing board, get back to improvements that need to be made going into next season. And certainly Jimmy Butler, again, one of the toughest guys in the NBA, and certainly a guy that stands on his laurels, and certainly somebody that you know, I would want to have on my team, and definitely somebody that's been a proven asset and a commodity for quite some time. So that puts the wrap and that puts a bow on the 2023 NBA Finals. Again, the final score, the Denver Nuggets 94, the Miami Heat 89. So Denver wins the series 4-1. Nikola Jokic was named the Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP. The Denver Nuggets win their first NBA championship in franchise history. So for the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic had a double-double with 28 points, 16 rebounds. Michael Porter Jr., 16 points and 13 rebounds, giving him a double-double. Jamal Murray finished with 14 points. On the other end for the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler finished with 21 points, and Bam Adebayo had a double-double with 20 points and 12 rebounds. All right, so now I know it's premature, but let's look ahead. So going forward, the Denver Nuggets, now they've won their NBA championship, their title in franchise history. They are no longer the hunter. They now become the hunted. And certainly, as there's a saying that goes, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And certainly, the head has not gotten heavy for the Denver Nuggets. But I believe they're going to be up for the challenge. Is this a dynasty in the making? I see a strong possibility with that. Jokic just entering his prime, Jamal Murray entering his prime. You've also got key pieces with Michael Porter Jr. Short-term, Bruce Brown will be back next year. I don't know going forward. A long-term deal will be in place, but a lot of the core guys will be back. Christian Brown is on a rookie deal. Aaron Gordon, I believe, has two, maybe three more years left on his deal because, remember, when he was traded to Denver from Orlando, he had some years left on his contract. But the bottom line is this: Denver is no longer the hunter. They're now the hunted. And I really see Denver, I don't know about back-to-back championships, but I could see a scenario where Denver could win two titles in 3 years, maybe three titles in 4 years, maybe three titles in 5 years. And the reason why I say that is that because the NBA gets so competitive every year. It is hard to win in professional sports, and it's certainly it's hard to win in the NBA. So, you know, Denver, again, when you're a champion, you're on top of the world. It's a blessing, but it can also be a curse as well. When you win a championship, as they say, to the victor goes the spoils. And those spoils could mean attention. Those spoils could also mean more money, which can break up dynasties, or it could break up something special prematurely. So that's something that has to loom in the back of the minds of not just the players, but more importantly in the front office with Stan Kroenke and the other people at Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, just to name a few. So again, Denver's now the hunted, right? So let's just start off with the Western Conference for a moment, because the Western Conference is just dog eat dog as it is already. The Dallas Mavericks, we don't know the situation with Kyrie, but they've got Luka Doncic, so don't sleep on Dallas. The Memphis Grizzlies, we don't know about the Ja Morant situation, but still a formidable contender. You've got Jaren Jackson Jr., one of the top defenders in the league, so you don't want to sleep on Memphis. The New Orleans Pelicans, the Zion situation, you know what's going on. I'm not going to discuss that, but again, they're a team that's definitely on the rise with Brandon Ingram, C.J. McCollum, Jonas Valanciunas. You've also got quality defenders with Herb Jones and Jose Alvarado. You know, New Orleans is going to come ready to compete. The Sacramento Kings, that's a team on the rise as well. De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, Malik Monk, Keegan Murray, just to name a few. Sacramento is going to have something to say. Phoenix is very tricky in terms of the Paul situation, but you've got Kevin Durant, you've got Devin Booker, and then you've also got a new head coach with Frank Vogel. That's going to be interesting. The L.A. Clippers, I don't know what to make of the Clippers. I just know the Kawhi PG situation, maybe they can work things out with that, but the Clippers are going to be a formidable opponent. The Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers leaving the front office. What's going to happen with that situation going forward, and with the Draymond Green situation? Will they break up that dynasty? Will we see another season of the Splash Brothers with Steph and Clay? You can't sleep on Golden State. Also, you've got other teams that are going to be in the hunt as well, as far as Utah. Also, Minnesota is a team that's on the rise as well. Anthony Edwards is a rising star in the league. Karl-Anthony Towns is still effective. Oklahoma City is a team on the rise as well with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, also Josh Giddey, and then Chet Holmgren expected to make a full recovery and be back next year. It's going to be interesting. And, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis, we'll see what's going to happen with him in the offseason. LeBron is going to be back year 21. Hey, year 21, he wants to have fun in year 21, so we'll see. But just the Western Conference alone is going to be dog-eat-dog. And Denver is certainly going to have their challenges. But if any team that has the opportunity to now play the role of being hunted, it would definitely be the Denver Nuggets just because of their depth. As far as the Eastern Conference is concerned, again, Boston's going to be hungry. They're going to be back. Jason Tatum's not going anywhere. Jaylen Brown is expected to sign that extension. So hopefully in year two with Joe Mazzulla, we'll see what happens with Boston. Brooklyn is going to come and compete. New York is on the rise as well. The Knicks are going to have something to say next year. Jalen Brunson, R.J. Barrett. Hopefully get the Julius Randle can keep his emotions in check for the Knicks to take that next step. Toronto is going to compete. It's going to be interesting because I'll get more into Toronto in just a little bit. But Chicago is going to compete. Detroit is going to be a team that's going to be on the rise with the recent hiring of head coach Monty Williams, and that team is loaded with the likes of Jaden Ivey, also Cade Cunningham, just to name a few. Detroit's definitely a team that's going to be on the watch as well. Indiana's going to compete. Charlotte's going to compete. Orlando and Washington, they'll have their challenges, but they're in the rebuilding phase. However, Orlando, they got some bright spots with Paolo Banchero, also Jalen Suggs, so that team is young. We'll see what the next stages holds for them. Atlanta's going to compete. They've got Trae Young. Atlanta's always going to be in the mix at some form of fashion. Milwaukee, hey, Chris Middleton had a successful surgery on his knee, so Chris is going to be healthy for next year. Giannis Antetokounmpo, listen, Giannis is going to be in that gym working hard. He's no slouch by any stretch of the imagination. And, of course, the Philadelphia 76ers, Joel Embiid, winning the league MVP this past season. There's going to be a lot to prove with him. Also, the James Harden situation is going to be a little murky. We'll see what happens with that. But Philly is always going to be in the mix in some form or fashion. And before we get on out of here, it's been official that Fred VanVleet has turned down the player option from the Toronto Raptors, and he'll exercise free agency. So that's going to be huge. I mean, if you know about Steady Freddy, you know Fred was a part of that 2019 championship team for the Toronto Raptors. And Fred VanVleet, I'll say it before and I'll say it again, Fred has been one of my favorite players in the NBA. I love his playing style. I love what he brings to the table. Scrappy, no nonsense, one of the best shooters in the league, a tough defender, and certainly Toronto is going to be it's going to be sad to lose him. But again, Fred VanVleet has declined his $22.8 million player option, and he's decided to exercise free agency during the offseason, which will be official in July. And that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care of yourself. And again, congratulations to the Denver Nuggets on winning the 2023 NBA Finals. It's their first NBA championship in franchise history. Again, that audio courtesy of ABC, ESPN, Walt Disney Company, and the NBA. Until next time, so long, everyone.
As we approach a minute remaining, Nuggets clinging to a one-point lead. Murray lobbed it up top to Jokic, five to shoot. Jokic backs in, drives inside, layup, won't go. Gordon's tip is no good. Struce the rebound. 45 seconds remaining.
This is where you want to look to for one if you can, if you get a good one.
Lowry picked up by Gordon. Murray is on Butler. Jimmy Butler on the drive, gets inside, stops. And a foul with 24.7 remaining. Inside to Butler. Gordon guards him. Duncan Robinson looking for it. Caldwell Pope pokes it away. Butler hoists up a three. Off the mark. Brown the rebound. They've got a foul, and they do. With 14.3 remaining.
You don't need a three in that situation.
Lowry searching. Looking. Finds Strus back to Lowry. There it is. Three-pointer. Won't go. Rebound called on Pope. They're not going to foul. The Heat will let it play out. It's over. At last, the long wait is over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions. There's such joy right now in the Mile High City. The first title in franchise history. Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets win it all.
Febreze is a proud partner of Can't Cancel Pride. However you choose to express yourself, Febreze has the perfect scent to make your home even more fabulous in your own unique way. Have an amazing pride from Febreze.